Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2671. What are mortgage points, and should you buy them? By Jeff Rose of GoodFinancialSense.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to it as we optimize your life. What are mortgage points, and should you buy them? By Jeff Rose of GoodFinancialSense.com. You may have heard how mortgages come with points, a polite synonym for fees or premiums your lender charges for loan origination or refinancing. Sound familiar? Why would you want points? Well, when you buy a point or two along with your mortgage, you get a lower interest rate and lower monthly payments. Pay $3,000 for a point now, and you could save that much and more later on over the course of the loan. So, is it a no-brainer? Well, let's talk about that. Are mortgage points pointless? The math on points is simple. 1 point equals 1% of the amount of the loan you take out. 2 points equals 2%, and so forth. While the math is easy, the real value of a point is not always so simply calculated. But it may seem pointless. The problem is points don't move when you do. Who stays in one home for 30 years these days? If you have a 30-year loan and you sell your home and move 5 years from now, you lose the points and the benefits with them. The same applies when you refinance. There's also the interest rate aspect. Let's say you buy 2 points at 6% interest when you get your mortgage. What if 2 years later, interest rates fall to 4%? You'll regret your purchase. Types of points you can get. There are three types of mortgage points you may encounter. Discount points, what we're going to focus on, origination points, and negative points. The bulk of our discussion is going to look at the advantages and disadvantages of discount points. These are the points which lower your interest rate. Before we dig into the discount points, I'm going to quickly explain origination points to help you understand the difference. They're basically the fees you have to pay before the insurance company will give you a mortgage. They're essentially a nice way of saying fee. Should you buy points or are they a scam? When you're going through the mortgage application process, there are dozens of factors you need to consider. It can be a confusing process. When trying to decide if you should buy mortgage points, there's a simple equation you should do. You need to calculate how long it will take you to break even. Don't worry, the math is simple. Take the cost of the points and then divide the number by how much you'll save every month. The number you get is how many months it will take for you to break even. If you want to make those points worth it, you'll need to be in your home past the break-even point. If you don't plan on being in your home for that long, then buying the points is a waste of money. The average homeowner stays in their home for 13.2 years. Compared to 2020, that's down from 13.5 years. What this tells me is for most people, the points probably won't be worth the upfront cost, but every situation's different. Do those quick calculations and you can decide if it's worth buying a point. Are mortgage points tax deductible? Sometimes. Usually, points are amortized over the duration of your mortgage, that is, paid off in installment payments over the life of the loan. But you might be able to deduct the cost of these points at tax time. If you took out your mortgage to buy or refinance your primary residence, you could qualify for a deduction in the tax year you took out the loan, if your loan meets certain conditions. The IRS has a 9-point test, and the key points are: number one, points must be a percentage of a principal amount clearly defined on the settlement statement. Number two, points can be paid in place of separately stated amounts elsewhere on the settlement statement. Number three, funds supplied by the buyer plus points paid by the seller must be equal to or greater than points charged. Number four, points charged must not be excessive. And number five, charging of points must be an established business practice for such a mortgage. If you buy a home and the seller pays any points, you can deduct those points. If you're refinancing, there's no quick tax break. Points have to be amortized unless you're using part of the loan for home improvement. Then a partial deduction is allowable. Negative points. A lesser known point is negative points. These points are lender credits, and they actually cause your interest rates to go up. Seems like an odd choice, right? If you use negative points, you don't pay for your closing costs out of pocket. Instead of paying your closing costs, you receive a higher interest rate. The closing costs will be paid by the higher monthly payments. Just like with mortgage points, you should decide how long you're going to be living in the home. If you plan on sticking around for 20 years, these points are going to be a waste of money. They work as an inverse. The bottom line, what are mortgage points and should you buy them? Mortgage points, representing an upfront fee to lower interest rates, may initially seem attractive, especially with the promise of lower monthly payments. However, the true value of purchasing points gets muddied when considering modern home ownership trends, where the length of stay in a single home is often shorter than the break-even point. Furthermore, fluctuating interest rates can also impact the perceived savings from points. The option of negative points, offering a workaround for closing costs at the expense of higher interest rates, also presents a contrary avenue. Ultimately, the decision to buy points is a personal one, hinged on individual financial circumstances and long-term living plans. It's prudent to engage with a mortgage professional to fully understand the implications before making such a decision. You just listened to the post titled, What Are Mortgage Points and Should You Buy Them? By Jeff Rose of GoodFinancialSense.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. While I didn't buy mortgage points when buying my house, I do recall considering it. The challenge for me was just the uncertainty. Because if you buy points and then the interest rates drop, you would have been better off waiting and then refinancing. I was also buying a house far below my means. My mortgage payment was already very low, and I bought at a time when interest rates were already below 5%. I didn't feel the need to pay more upfront for a lower interest rate. Another thing to consider is if you have the cash on hand to buy points. Many people struggle to pull together a 20% down payment or struggle to have the financial bandwidth for the repairs and maintenance required for home ownership. If buying points affects your ability to put 20% down, the added cost of PMI might negate the interest savings. If you want to save on interest but maintain flexibility, perhaps making extra principal-only payments on your mortgage is the way to go. You'll save on interest over the life of your loan without having to pay it up front. As with most things in personal finance, it really depends on your situation, so it's always best to run the numbers, as Jeff recommended in this article. And that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Friday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.